It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, January 22nd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. National Weather Service with an extreme cold warning that will be in effect from 9 o'clock this evening to noon tomorrow, followed by an extreme cold advisory in effect from Friday afternoon through 3 a.m. Saturday for Mitchell, Howard, Floyd, and Chickasaw counties. Extreme cold warning in effect from 9 o'clock tonight to noon tomorrow. An extreme cold advisory in effect from Friday afternoon through Saturday morning for Winnebago, Worth, Hancock, Cerro Gordo, Franklin, Butler, Bremer, Hardin, Grundy, and Blackhawk counties. And for Winnesheek, Allamakee, Fayette, and Clayton counties, extreme cold warning in effect from midnight tonight to noon tomorrow, followed by an extreme cold advisory from Friday afternoon through Saturday morning. For the extreme cold warning, dangerously cold wind chills of 40 to 50 degrees below zero are expected. For the extreme cold advisory slash watch, dangerously cold wind chills could be as low as 35 degrees below zero. Those wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. Dress in layers, including a hat, face mask, and gloves if you must go outside. Keep pets indoors as much as possible. Make frequent checks on older family members, plus friends and neighbors. Ensure portable heaters are used correctly. Do not use generators or grills inside. 2 weeks after a new ordinance to regulate construction of utility wind energy systems in Floyd County was approved by the Board of Supervisors, they're now turning their attention to an ordinance covering battery energy storage systems, or BESS. Supervisors approved the new wind ordinance on a 2-1 vote on January 6th, with Supervisors Frank Rodinghouse and Board Chair Gloria Carr voting yes and Supervisor Boyd Campbell voting no. Passing the measure brought an end to the ordinance updating process that started in November 2023. At that time, a moratorium on wind permits and applications was enacted, which also applied to BESS applications and permits. However, during the process of hammering out the wind ordinance, BESS were never addressed. Thus, supervisors agreed that a separate ordinance should be developed. During their regular board meeting Tuesday, Campbell said the county needs to move on a BESS ordinance sooner rather than later.
We got to get ahead of these things.
Yeah.
And it doesn't help if you got them out trying to sign people up and we don't have anything done. That disturbs me because we need to get on top of it.
Carr noted a BESS ordinance isn't the only ordinance the county might need to address.
We're hearing about Bitcoin mining. We're hearing about data centers. We're hearing about, we've had interest in solar and hydrogen. All kinds of things are kind of looming out there.
On a unanimous 3-0 vote, supervisors set a new BESS moratorium end date for August 4th. While Floyd County supervisors have enacted a moratorium on BESS applications and permits, a proposed battery storage project at a North Iowa wind farm is in limbo. In November, the Kossuth County's Board of Adjustment denied Alliant Energy's permit for a BESS facility at the Golden Plains Wind Farm. Alliant then proposed a joint agreement between the company and the county as a way to move forward. Carter Nath, chairman of the Kossuth County Board of Supervisors, says the county attorney has advised that would not be wise.
Because the Board of Supervisors drafts the zoning ordinance and outlined in the zoning ordinance, it defers that authority to the Board of Adjustment, then that makes that decision. And so we'd be conflicting legally if we would go and join into something with you when another entity that we've approved to make those decisions had an opposing decision.
The Golden Plains Wind Farm has been operating since 2020 and stretches across Kossuth and Winnebago counties. Kossuth County officials asked Alliant if there are any areas outside of Kossuth County where the battery facility could be built. Justin Foss, Resource Development Manager for Alliant, says the company began planning for the facility in 2023 and has a state permit for the project.
The state permit said yes, all of this makes sense, and so we're at a little bit of a standstill.
Alliant Energy's website shows the company is building two battery storage systems in North and Northeast Iowa, expected to go online later this year. That includes a BESS at Whispering Willow North Wind Farm in Franklin County and at the site of a former coal facility in Lansing. Alliant is already operating BESS facilities in Cedar Rapids, Decorah, Marshalltown, and Wellman. Insurance will pay to replace a street light destroyed by a truck last weekend in downtown Charles City. The light and pole in the 300 block of North Main Street was knocked over by a truck operated by 25-year-old Ben Miller of Floyd, who was moving snow shortly after 1 a.m. Sunday morning. The incident was caught on the KCHA downtown street camera that points to the north of the studio. The video shows the truck with snowplow drive up onto the sidewalk to clear snow, stopping just short of the light pole in front of the Mediacom office. The truck then backs up and into the light pole near the entrance to the First Citizens Bank parking lot, snapping it off, causing the other streetlights to flicker and dim momentarily. The video also shows a Charles City Police squad car pass the scene about 2 minutes later, and while Miller tries to flag down police, the patrol vehicle continues to head north on North Main Street. No charges have been filed against Miller, and during Wednesday night's city council meeting, City Attorney Brad Sloter said Miller's insurance company will pay to replace the pole and streetlight at a cost of about $5,000. It'll be the second streetlight replaced within the last year in downtown Charles City. Last May, a Charles City man was injured after his pickup ran into and also snapped off a streetlight in downtown Charles City. The crash, also captured by a KCHA downtown camera, showed the truck veer into the northbound lane in the 200 block of North Main Street, clip an oncoming car, and continue through the Clark Street intersection, narrowly missing another oncoming vehicle. The truck then snapped off the street lamppost before colliding with the outside wall of the law offices of Elwood, O'Donohoe, Braun, and White. It was believed the driver had a medical issue that contributed to the accident. The New Hampton Police Department is back in the hiring mode. The NHPD is currently down one officer who has been out for medical issues since last July. In March, their newest officer, Lewis Kleckner, will be tied up with training to become the department's new canine handler. Since that will leave the NHPD short two officers, Chief Conrad Rosendahl sought permission from the City Council Monday night to advertise to hire a certified part-time police officer. Asked how it might affect his department's budget, Rosendahl noted it was better to hire someone part-time versus continuing to pay current officers more overtime. The request was approved on a 5-0 vote, as was Rosendahl's request for compensation for being the canine handler since Oscar joined the staff last July, which through the end of January will come to over 90 hours of additional regular pay. The council also signed off on paying Rosendahl for over 66 hours of overtime pay. After a recess to discuss the issue, the council also approved Rosendahl's recommendation to modify the comp time policy from earning comp time after working 90 hours in a pay period to earning comp time once he has worked 80 hours in a pay period. As for injured officer Corey Frank, the council approved extending his additional unpaid leave after Frank said he anticipates he can resume full-time police activities in approximately 3 months. Until then, Rosendahl said he is willing to allow Frank to work in an administrative position at the NHPD. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.